الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله العظيم. Respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us different opportunities at different phases of our life, different stages of our life, where we get to meet, we get to interact with different people. The Akabir of Tabligh mention, Hamara ye kaam sifat ke len den hai. Our work is the exchanging of good qualities. This in actual fact is the work of every Muslim. When we meet people, then we strive to benefit from their good qualities. We learn from their good. And we make dua that Allah saves them from our shar, our evil. And what I want to share with you today is something that I learned during my stay in Turkey. That we find that in the masajid of Turkey, the ulama, at the end of every dua, whenever they make dua, whether it is after Faraz Salah, whether it is after the recital of Quran, or at any other occasion, generally, most of them, they end their dua with the following dua. And this dua is very, very unique, very encapsulating, very comprehensive. And undoubtedly, it is derived from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although I have not come across it like this, these exact words in the exact sequence in the hadith. But like we will see, these are derived from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua is, Allahumma inna nas'aluka tamama al-ni'ma, wa dawama al-afiyah, wa husna al-khatima. Three things they ask for. O Allah, we ask you for tamama al-ni'ma, the complete favor. Wa dawama al-afiyah, and constant afiya. Afiya, divine protection from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, wa husna al-khatima, and a beautiful end, a good end to our lives. Respected friends and elders, each part of this dua is so unique and so great that we need it all the time. And mashallah, daily in every dua, at least five times a day, if a person is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, then undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his dua and grant it to him. And we are in need of every part. Allahumma inna nas'aluka tamama ni'ma. O Allah, we ask you for the complete favor. The complete favor, the favor of Islam. There is no greater ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the ni'mat of Deenul Islam. And it was during this month of Dhul-Hijjah, on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, on the day of Arafat, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during Hajjatul Wada, Allah chose to reveal that verse, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today I have perfected your deen for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I have completed my favor upon you. Your deen is now complete. Roughly 81 days thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves his dunya. So at the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rules of Sharia had been revealed, and deen is now complete, Allah says, and so complete that is never to be replaced ever again. Every other religion that came was replaced by the religion that came thereafter. But deenul Islam is perfected and completed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tamamun ni'mah is the deen of Islam. Bless us, O Allah, to practice on complete deen. At the end of that verse, Allah says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَا. And I have chosen Islam as your deen. I am happy. I have approved Islam as your way of life. So asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tamama ni'ma is absolutely essential, because this will enable us to practice on the complete deen. Our deen, deenul Islam, is a deen of ease, not a deen of convenience. That when it is convenient for us to practice, we will practice. When it is not convenient, we will not practice. Unfortunately, this is what is happening today. We want that Allah bless us with the ability of practicing on the complete deen at all times. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a role model for us, for every aspect of our lives. Whichever situation a person may be in, there is guidance from Sharia and from the side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to how to conduct himself in that particular situation. Deen is not for us to pick and choose and selectively practice upon. So daily if a person is asking, oh Allah, bless me with tamam al-ni'mah, the ability to practice on total deen, thereby achieving our Jannah. In fact, in a riwayah of Tirmidhi Sharif, Sayyidina Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day heard a sahabi making this very dua, this part here only, Allahumma inni as'aluka tamam al-ni'mah. Oh Allah, I ask you for the complete ni'mat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks that sahabi, do you know what is tamamun ni'mah? Sahabi says, O Nabi of Allah, I thought this is a good thing to ask for, therefore I asked it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tamamun ni'mah is dukhulul jannah wal fawzu minan nar. Dukhulul jannah, to get your entry into Jannah and to get protection from Jahannam, that is tamamun ni'mah. And the deen of Islam is the way that will lead us to Jannah. Practicing on Islam, practicing on the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes us to the path of Jannah and will protect us from Jahannam. وَدَوَامَ الْعَافِيَةِ The second part of the dua is, oh Allah, I ask you for constant afiyah. دَوَامُ الْعَافِيَةِ is reported in some du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And there are many hadiths where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged and exhorted the ummah to ask Allah for afiyah. Afiyah, divine protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us, then there is nothing that can harm us. Whether it be harm in my business, whether it be harm in my relationship at home, whether it be physical harm, whether it be mental harm, whether it be spiritual harm, al-afiyah, divine protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us and secure us from all of those type of attacks, physical or spiritual attacks. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that ask Allah, is'alullah al-afiyah, ask Allah for afiyah, because nobody can be granted anything greater after iman than afiyah. After yaqeen and conviction Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best thing you can achieve is afiyat. Because when a person is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no difficulty for him, there's no issues, there's no challenges, there's no threats to his iman, to his, you know, his imani wealth and his physical wealth. One sahabi once asked, O Nabi of Allah, ayyud du'a'i afdal, which du'a is best? What's the best du'a that I can make? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, سَلْ رَبَّكَ الْعَافِيَةَ وَالْمُعَافَاةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ Ask your Rabb, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for complete protection in this dunya and akhirat. The next day the sahabi asks again, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him the same answer. On the third day again he asks the same question, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him the same answer and says, فَإِذَا أُعْطِيتَ الْعَافِيَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَأُعْطِيتَهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَفْلَحْتَ If you are given afiyah and protection from Allah in this dunya and protection from Allah in the akhirah, afiyah is so important that we need it in this dunya also and after the dunya as well, after we leave this dunya as well. The Masnoon dua when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit the graveyard. As-salamu alaykum ahla dar qawmi mu'mineen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to address those in the grave and greet them. At the end he would say, Nas'arullaha, or As'arullaha, li walakumul afiyah, or Nas'arullaha lana walakumul afiyah. I ask Allah for afiyah for me and for y'all. Even after leaving the dunya, afiyah is needed. That is the importance of afiyah. And in this dua we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for dawam al afiyah. Oh Allah, grant us afiyah all the time. Because if you inspect around us, we will find many a times we enjoyed a period in our lives of afiyah and protection from Allah. And all of a sudden, tragedy strikes. All of a sudden, there is mishap. All of a sudden, we are faced with difficulty. Therefore, ask Allah for constant afiyah. All the time, Allah, keep me in your protection. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua for afiyah every day, morning and evening. Every day, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyat fi dunya wal akhirah. Oh Allah, I ask you for afiyat in this worldly life and the hereafter. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal afiyat fi dini wa dunyaya wa ahli wa mali. Oh Allah, I ask you for afiyat in my deen, in my dunya, in my wealth and family. And the dua continues. Morning and evening, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. How often do we ask Allah for afiyah? When it is the best dua, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it is the greatest ni'mat after iman, like mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the leader of the worlds, the leader of the universe, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, himself would make dua for afiyah morning and evening. When afiyah is something we need in this dunya also, and after we leave this dunya, let us make it part and parcel of our daily du'as, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah. We have many lessons around us to take heed from, whether it is the floods that took place a few years ago, whether it is the looting that had occurred, whether it is a recent earthquake in Turkey, etc. These are all signs from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in a moment, in a few seconds, everything can be destroyed. The earthquake in Turkey, the affected areas were between 400 to 500 kilometers long. 400 to 500 kilometers in under a minute, destruction hit, over 100,000 buildings destroyed. According to official figures, 50,000 people lost their lives. Many people who went to those areas say more than four times the amount have lost their lives. In a few moments, that can happen. So we beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in His afiyah constantly, all the time. And the third and last part of the dua was, wa husnal khatima. Oh Allah, I ask you for a beautiful end, a good end to my life. Because ultimately, that is what we are all working towards. That is what we are here for. Whatever you are doing day in and day out, the salah you are performing and the other fara'id that you are fulfilling, the sunnah that we try to implement in our lives, and the good that we engage in, all of that is actually a preparation for that final moment. Because that is how we will be judged in the akhirah. When a person has a good end in this dunya, then you will have a good beginning in the akhirah. Husnul khatima is the life objective of every person. Husnul khatima is the life objective of every Muslim. That is our focus. That is what we are heading for. That is what we are preparing for. So together with dua, we need to inspect our lives as well. What are we doing? Is it really preparing us for that final moment? A person who spends his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, maut will come to him also in that condition. Allah save us and protect us. Generally, those who spend their lives in the disobedience of Allah, then maut also will come to them in that condition, unless Allah blesses us with the tawfiq of tawbah. And there are so many examples around us of those, mashallah, who spent their lives in the obedience of Allah, and maut came to them like that as well. People passed away in salah, or while making tilawat of Quran, or while in sajda, or while making tawaf, or while in ihram for hajj. That is husnul khatima. That is what we are aiming for. Our life objective is not the degree at the end of the day, some qualification. Our life objective is not to have a big bank balance or some huge property portfolio. Our life objective is not to increase from one shop to another and one business to expand into another. The objective of our life is to prepare for that last moment. Husnul khatima is something we all ought to yearn for. Ask Allah for it and work towards it. Then we can expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshallah we can have hope in the mercy of Allah that He will bless us with that beautiful end. The last detailed call I had with my beloved father, rahimahullah, was on a Sunday after Ramadan, and we were discussing, among other things, there was one senior alim, a student of Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah, who lived in America, in Virginia, for many years, Mawlana Abdul Mateen Saab rahimahullah. And by virtue of my father rahimahullah visiting the same area, he had a good ta'alluq with Mawlana Abdul Mateen Saab. Mawlana Abdul Mateen Saab rahimahullah had passed away on that Friday, the first Friday after Ramadan. So we were discussing, and I said, you know, I haven't yet phoned Mawlana's son for ta'ziyat. And I said, mashallah, what a mubarak maut. My walid sahab, rahimahullah, had this unique habit. He always wanted to learn. No matter who it was, knowledge and ilm of deen reigned supreme in his life. Now to pass away on a Friday is enough for a mubarak maut. But he asked me, why are you saying Mubarak Maut? That was his habit. That maybe there's something else you're going to say. So, and whatever I was going to say, he was aware of. I said, Hazrat Mawlana lived, he's made i'tikaf the entire month of Ramadan that year. He was a double amputee from his knee down, but he was in i'tikaf the entire month of Ramadan that year. Then he passed away on a Friday, and he passed away after the month of Ramadan, and the Salaf, Ibn Abi Dunya rahimahullah reports, that the Salaf al-Salihin and the pious predecessors would like to pass away after a good deed, rather than in Ramadan, after Ramadan, after completing the task of fasting in Ramadan and other ibadat, then to leave this dunya. That is also a Mubarak Maut. So my Walid Sahib rahimahullah says, make dua, Allah give us also a Mubarak Maut. Obviously, whether that Mubarak Maut was written 3 days after or 3 years later, we have to say Ameen. 3 days later he passed away, also after the month of Ramadan. During that month of Ramadan, despite being on dialysis treatment, he performed his Taraweeh Salah and made his own Khatam of Quran. He contributed towards the construction of a masjid in the Syrian refugee camps, among the other good that would take place in his life. That is now a Husnul Khatima, respected friends and elders. When your entire life you are working towards something, you are yearning for it, and then you make dua for it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with that. So this dua is made in nearly every masjid. After nearly every salah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka tamama ni'ma wa dawama al-afiyah wa husna al-khatima. Oh Allah, bless us with the complete ni'mat of deenul Islam. Constant afiyah, always remaining in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa husna al-khatima. And oh Allah, give us a beautiful end. I quoted this before also. There was a senior alim of Bangladesh who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Madani rahimahullah, and very dear to Hazrat Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Madani rahimahullah as well. He was very ill at the end of his life. He was in hospital for 2 weeks before he passed away. He stopped talking. He didn't utter a single word. A few moments before he passed away, he began making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he began saying Allah, tilting his head each time in the direction of his heart, like is the practice of some of the pious. Allah, Allah. And then he said for the last time, Allah, and his life left. That is a Mubarak Maut. Even today we can achieve it, respected friends and elders. But that was when he spent a life like that. Allah, give us the tawfiq of realizing. Allah, give us the tawfiq of inspecting our lives. That where are we currently? Where are we headed? How much have we implemented of the deen of Islam? How much have we implemented from the teachings that are spoken out from our members? How much have we benefited from being in the company of the pious? How much of deen is in my life? How much of haram have I removed from my life? Or how much of haram has invaded my life? And let us make this change, respected friends and elders. Ask Allah for the tawfiq of implementing complete deen, total deen, and then remaining in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then ultimately getting the Mubarak end and the husnul khatima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you as well. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي الداعي إلى رضوانه وعلى آله وأصحابه وإخوانه وأتباعه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ولا تحبوا الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستوفي رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين وادعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم إنا نسألك تمام النعمة ودوام العافية وحسن الخاتمة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
Please fill in all the gaps. Still spaces in the softs at the back. Children, softs at the back, adults in the front. Please ensure your cell phones are switched off and your garments above your ankles. Brothers and youngsters at the back, if you can please join the softs quickly and fill up all the gaps. There's still many gaps in the middle, the entrance side also.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد شكرا ولك المن فضلا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين للصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم إنا نسألك تمام النعمة ودوام العافية وحسن الخاتمة وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين